Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Good to be back in the saddle. Workers at a Goodwill store in Thomasville, North Carolina, were processing donations when they came across a small glass jar with a label that read, "Dad's Ashes." So now they're trying to figure out who might have actually donated Dad. The Goodwill store manager says Dad needs to be with his family, so they're using local and social media to try to find the person. So far, to no avail. A medical marijuana dispensary in Massachusetts has created the weed pizza. No, it's not pot sprinkled on top. The pizza sauce is infused with the stuff. A personal weed pizza will set you back $40. And you, of course, need a state medical marijuana card. Amazon is opening bricks and mortar bookstores now, but they're running into some problems with their plans. You see, it turns out Amazon is not familiar with the term butt brush. That's when you're walking down an aisle looking at book covers and somebody coming down the other way is too close, so you brush. And that causes shoppers to speed up and reduces sales. Oh yeah, retailers know all about butt brush. Apparently Amazon did not, and made their aisles too narrow. Well, maybe Spencer Rivers mentioned Donald Duck Day last week. Donald made his first appearance back in 1934 in the movie The Wise Hen. He's the Disney character that's been in the most movies or shorts. Donald Duck Comics is still the most successful comic book franchise that's not based on a superhero. 83 years. Wow. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. NASA introduced their class of 12 new astronauts last week after poring over 18,000 applications. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand to call them the newest class of American heroes. There are 5 women, 7 men. They'll include a physician, a surgeon, 2 geologists, an oceanographer, an electrical engineer, a SpaceX senior manager, a nuclear engineer, and 4 veteran test pilots. Somebody completing their bucket list of what I'd like to be when I grow up. Here, Popeyes has a new chicken tender. It's breaded with shortbread cookie dough. The people who've tried them say it brings back the flavor of chicken and waffles, a southern favorite. Shortbread cookie dough tenders. One news of the strange, a business owner in Rochester, New York, was struck by lightning when he was sitting at his desk. The man said he was sitting at his desk in his office of his auto body business when he heard a flash of lightning and the lights went out. He said it wasn't until a few moments later that he noticed his arm was smoldering. Apparently, the lightning arced through his light switch, jumped to his body, which burned his arm. He's being treated and recovering. Saying he's lucky to be alive. Well, yeah. Wow. This is interesting. Colin Kaepernick still hasn't landed an NFL job. A sports commentator said it's obvious that he's being run out of the league because of his national anthem kneel downs last year. The writer said other than Kaepernick, the league doesn't give up on 29-year-old quarterbacks. A new biomedical startup company in Philadelphia announced they're starting a study to determine if they can bring dead people back to life. They think the combination of stem cell and protein blend injections, electrical nerve stimulation, and laser therapy could do the trick, reverse the effects of recent brain death. Wow. Harborfest weekend in South Haven this weekend. Weekend of live entertainment, food, fun, rides, crafts, and Spencer Rivers broadcasting live this Friday afternoon. It's a stop on our cozy summer tour. See you at Harborfest. One thing to check out, the 36th Annual Antique and Classic Boat Show at the Michigan Maritime Museum this weekend, 10 to 4 both days. Everything you need to know at MichiganMaritimeMuseum.org. Knucklehead News out of South Carolina. Where a totally nude woman in Waterboro tried to force her way into the Baptist church yesterday morning, telling the congregation that Jesus was chasing her. They said she told them she'd been smoking crack and taking mollies. Oh, ma'am, Jesus is chasing you. All of us, for that matter. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. See something I need to buzz about? Email paul@wcsy.com. Leave me a message on Facebook, Twitter, fax, 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's. You can catch up on a show you might have missed online. Our podcasts are at wcsy.com and on iTunes. Become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We will buzz again tomorrow. Good to be back. Make it a great day.